This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on the fact that it's hard to win back hijacked schools. One of the ongoing crises of the 21st century thus far has been the struggle to control schools, with all sides of this massive political and cultural war pretending and presuming that they are best capable of speaking for children. Schools have been batted about like ping pongs. Some school districts have been taken over by city mayors, Chicago being the best example, and others by the state in Michigan, Arkansas, New Jersey, Louisiana, and elsewhere, empowered by the Bush passage of No Child Left Behind. The so-called charter school movement has controversially allowed public schools to be run by private companies, some for-profit and some non-profit, in many districts around the country with varying degrees of accountability and a contentious argument over the results. Foundations from Gates to Walmart to Eli Broad and others have put their beaks deeply into the mess, funding pilots, lawsuits, and various initiatives to unwind the role of teacher unions. The short conclusion of years of these struggles is undoubtedly that no one has really won, few are happy, and it's still God save the child. One thing that should be clear, though, is that two things speak to the foundation blocks of almost everyone's view of America: free public education and direct election of local officials. The privatization of many public schools through the charter movement challenges the guarantee of education and the accountability of elections of public officials empowered to hold charters accountable, since they create, in often mysterious and opaque ways, a separate governance structure at arm's length from the voters and taxpayers, more often than not populated by the appointment of friends and family of principals and charter operators. Even more unsettling is the loss of local democratic control of schools when the state takes over a system. Lawsuits are still raging in Little Rock after the state was prodded to take over their system, despite the fact that only a couple of schools were failing. Detroit school parents in the district are suing the state of Michigan for mismanaging the system and starving it of resources under its management. The Supreme Court in Kansas has been at loggerheads with the state legislature and governor there for starving the local school systems of resources. Then there's New Orleans, the largest charter pilot in the country in the wake of the state seizure of schools after Katrina from the local school board. Now, 10 years later, with a new Democratic governor in office supported by the teachers' union, married to a teacher and not a fan of charter schools and appalled by the poor success rate of the voucher program, there have finally been a flurry of different bills that would return all the schools to the taxpayers and voters of New Orleans. That should be good news, but in these days and times, it's not so easy to claw back schools once they've been hijacked and pirated away. Close inspection of many of the bills supposedly returning the schools finds numerous escape clauses and buried mechanisms seeking to allow many of the charters to ostensibly be part of the school district and under the fiscal and political control of the elected school board while continuing to be totally unaccountable. The bill being reported as closest to passage trickles the schools back almost on a trial basis, with 10 the first year and more over several years until they're all returned to local control. At the hearing, a spokesman for one of the larger charters, First Line, wanted to make sure they could go back to state control if somehow things didn't work out. The unbridled arrogance of entitlement and contempt for the democratic process of local school control and the property tax dollars of local citizens that pay the bills won't be so quickly ended, given the fact that the tug of war on even our most basic principles is still raging. Where people simply ought to be ashamed of themselves, they've ridden the high horse so far and long over the last 10 years that they've lost sight of any solid ground where they might have stood. Meanwhile, politicians, currying contributions in favor, join in the conspiracy to co-opt the process without a shred of embarrassment either. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.